down the deep mud hole. I got my baby and surrounded friends of mine. It's beer time. It's beer time. Heard Bo Cephas was coming to town and I still had a little cash. I bought me a couple of nosebleed tickets way up in the back. He chilled me to the bone and he sang, got a shotgun rifle and a four-wheel drive. Crowd went crazy and I told my baby it was worth every dime. Now it's beer time here at Hank Play Live. Country boy can't survive. I need something cold when the show ends. Party with my rowdy friends. Hell of a weekend. I ain't ready to go. Crack another top beneath the parking lot lights. It's beer time.
It is beer time. It is. What is it called again? Now we changed the name.
Food and Foam Fest.
Food and Foam Fest, yes. Making everybody happy so nobody gets upset. We don't need that.
Well, we figured it'd be more fun if we brought stuff besides boiled hot dogs. So we have a lot of restaurants coming out.
I like boiled hot dogs too, fine. But, okay, we are going, if you want to manipulate that mic, just make sure you guys talk right into that. I should have had this talk before we came on, but yeah, can't help you there. Here you go. There should be a big plug underneath where you can stick that on the end of it. Angela Harris is here from the Arthritis Foundation, and Bryce Nall is here, our buddy from Golden Eagle. And he's also got some friends in town from a brewery in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Founders Brewery. And it's going to be new here in Central Arkansas. Yes?
Yes.
Package or it's already out?
Both. We released it on Monday.
I expect an email next time that happens.
Okay.
I'm kidding. Good to see y'all. Let's start on the event. It is tomorrow.
It's tomorrow from 6 to 9. You can buy tickets on foamfest.org. And if you use the discount code BUZZ, you can get $5 off.
Stop it.
No.
What's a regular ticket?
It's $40 million. Online. VIP, $65. But if you wait to buy tickets at the gate, it goes up $5 to $45. So you might want to buy them online.
So it could be a $10 savings.
Huge.
For those who use the Buzz code.
Yeah. And it includes all you can drink, all you can eat. We have over 300 beers. And we have several restaurants coming out like Vino's, Bosco's.
I don't know if I could drink 300 beers. Maybe 250.
Well, you know.
But I'll try.
Well, I mean.
I'll try.
I'll follow you and count them if you want.
I think
this
we should
be entertaining. I'll check them off the list.
I think we should invite all of the UALR and UCA baseball players coaches who are above the age of 21 and try to get them down there. Let's settle the differences down there.
I think it'd be great. Yeah. I will even have cabs out there waiting for them to take them back.
How much are tickets?
They are $40 unless you use the discount code online.
Okay, I'm sorry. I know Pat just answered that. Better ask that, but I was thinking of something else. Anyway, because I was going to say, you know, maybe we could offer that up.
That'd be great.
You want to pitch in for the tickets?
Listen, peacefulness, happiness, where else but Foam Fest do you find that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, if you use the buzz code, it's only $35
a piece. It's a heck of a deal. At least we could do it for Coach Norwood and Trent Klein, the UCA assistant who...
I've got to talk to this Klein guy, not Trent Klein, because I just wonder what he was thinking.
Yeah.
How do you push Scott Norwood?
I don't know. He must not know him. He doesn't know him like we know him. He
for you guys who don't know, there
if
was
he,
a
if
big
he knows
brawl.
Him like we know him, he probably would have punched him. Yeah, we had a baseball brawl last night in a college game up in Conway, so wasn't pretty.
I've heard
the
about
campuses
it.
Are like 20 miles apart, and they
made the front page of ESPN.com though.
Oh, it
pretty
did.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah. It's big time.
Hey,
go Arkansas!
Yes. So Chad and Jim are also here
for those who want ASU to play Arkansas.
Yeah.
Let's see what could happen.
Probably be more than a little push-in match that would go on in that one.
Founders Brewery is new as of Monday, of course, and you can find it any particular locations. We're all out of mics, sorry. You can slide it. You can shift everybody if you all want to. If you want to have gym talk, whatever.
Today at 5 p.m. at Flying Saucer, they're doing a special rare tapping of a beer called Old Curmudgeon, and Chad or Jim could relay that story if you wanted to know how it was named.
It's named after one of the founder's fathers, is that right? One of the founders of Founders Brewery? Go ahead. Yeah, Jim, tell them about it.
Yes, actually, one of our...
Give me the PG version.
We'll make this... we'll make this...
Family-friendly? Okay.
Yes. The actual story behind the beer is one of our founding founders, his father had harped on him for years to name a beer after him. Once the brewery
it took him years to name one after his own father.
Yes, it went a little bit. It went down the line because he had to get just the right one.
Okay.
And one day, after we developed up. Old curmudgeon Dave calls up his father and says, "Hey, Dad, I named a beer after you." Said, "Oh yeah, well, what's the name?" He's like, "It's Old Curmudgeon."
Hmm.
And there was a little silence, and then maybe a few choice words, and the phone slammed down.
The click.
Now they made up later, and now he's excited about it. But it was.
Do we have any here? Because I want to get a bottle to Harry King, even though he doesn't drink, because that would definitely be a good beer for him.
I'll get you one.
Okay, we'll have to do that for Harry, even though he's not a drinker, but I think he would appreciate that. He could put it on his desk.
Yeah.
So you guys are from Grand Rapids, I guess the brewery is at least. How many states are you in now, counting Arkansas?
This month we are Arkansas is new for us. Louisiana is going to be new for us this month. Also Tennessee and Oklahoma, and we're going to tack on Arizona at the tail end of the month. That'll get us to 32 states.
So well, that's great.
Still got some room to grow.
So you guys just like travel around and go, "Hey, try our beer. It's super awesome."
Be honest with you, man. Our reputation kind of precedes us, so we actually travel to a really warm reception everywhere we go. Everybody's really excited about the beers and really excited to.
How does that process work? Getting your beer throughout the state. You talked about that. Just that. From when you guys first started to where you are now, was it a lot of going around to different places and having people try it?
With anything, grassroots promotion on the front end is what makes a lot of places tick. But I think for us as a brewery, we really don't have that, striking brand story or all this type of stuff. We're just a bunch of blue-collar people that, wouldn't give up and just happen to make really good beer. And as people tried our beer, one of our biggest marketing tools is people really like to talk about it, and there's no better form of promotion than people saying positive things about their experience with your product. And
this is true.
We don't go into places because we want to try and push our brands. We're going because people are here, people are on Twitter, people are on Facebook, emailing, calling the brewery saying we want your beer here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of how we base our growth and where we go.
Oh, we've been begging for it. Now we got it, so that's good. Anything else we need to tell people? What about tickets? We can buy them. What's the website again?
Foamfest.org. Okay. You can buy them online today. And tomorrow, you can only buy them until noon online.
Okay.
And then you can buy them at the gate. But they go up $5.
Yes,
so you can buy them. And Founders Beer is
discount. One
of the top beers that everybody keeps asking about. They're most excited about this year.
That's good. Bryce, what else has happened with you guys? You got any other new breweries in the state coming in?
Not right now. We're just launching them this week, and we like to at least give them a few months to grow the brand.
Yeah.
We don't want to just bring in beer after beer after beer. We really need to focus on that, and when it happens, it happens.
Yeah.
They come to us,
It's a good thing to have.
Yeah.
That's very good. And before we let you go, Angela, you want to tell everybody what the money will be used for at Food
sure.
and Foam Fest?
With Arthritis Foundation, we raise money for patient education, we do research, and we also have a big juvenile arthritis component. Most people think arthritis is just an old person's disease and you're going to eventually get it. But we have kids around the state and around the country that get it. And there's about 300,000 doctor diagnosed around the country, about 3,000 of them here in Arkansas, not just Little Rock. And some states don't even have pediatric rheumatologists. We're lucky we have two at Children's Hospital. But we get to send kids with arthritis to camp every year. And that's where a lot of funds go to. We get to do a juvenile arthritis family day where we get families together and they can network and kids can meet other kids that are like them and deal with the same problems. And we just have a great time. And they're more like families with us now.
Yeah. Well, it'll be a fun way to raise money for that tomorrow night.
It starts at 6, unless you have VIP tickets, you can get in at 5:15.
How do you do?
Online, get VIPs as well?
Yes, they're beautiful. Almost sold out, though.
How much more is a VIP?
VIP is $65, but you also get a lanyard for your cup. You get a t-shirt, and you get in at 5:15, and there's a list of beers that you can't find in Arkansas.
A VIP...
There will be some
lanyard
beers
to hold my beer.
Yeah, you'll be
there.
A VIP.
Will be some beers during the VIP that won't be poured during the regular session.
So. Well, that's worth it then. Go online to foamfest.org and get yourself hooked up. Guys, good luck with the beer in Arkansas. We appreciate you stopping in.
Thanks.
Bryce, always good to see you. Angela, thank you as well. Great event and a great cause. We'll be back. Hour 3 coming up in the Zone on the Buzz Radio Network.
If you want the kind of personal attention you think you deserve, call Greg and the folks at CertaPro to make sure you're going to get exactly what you want for a great